This is Brenda Best. I got a little song for you. Let's turn it up. Let's turn it on. Jody Bassantino is playing that song.
From your computer, it's time for the Jersey Show. I'm Alan Firestone with Tina Passantino, and now here's the host of your show, Jersey Passantino.
Welcome to another great show of the Jersey Show. Super glad you guys are here with us on this wonderful Friday. Thank you so much for joining us. Whether you guys are listening by phone, in the chat room, just listening live from our site, or checking us out later on archives, iTunes, or Zoom, super glad you guys are here with us. We're going to have another wonderful show, as we always do. You can count on that. So let's just make sure everyone can hear us all right. Please tell me in the chat room if you can hear us okay. That's very, very important, you know. here's what we will do in the next hour or so. My guests tonight are Nubia, Megan Bundy, Michael and Marissa, and Rick Reese in the Neon Highway. We have four guests, so you can count on it. It's going to be crazy, in a good way. Also, remember my show, Josie's Hard Country, on the Southern Star Network is still airing at its new day and time. So my show will air tomorrow night, Saturday night at 8 p.m. Eastern Time Zone, USA, from now on, which is very exciting because now the Josie Show at Friday and then Josie's Hard Country on Saturday. It's a Josie Palooza, 2 days. So very, very cool. So make sure you tune in tomorrow night at www.thesouthernstar.org. And all you have to do is just click on the Josie's Hard Country tab at the top and enjoy. My guest tomorrow is the wonderful singer-songwriter Brenda Best, who was actually a past guest on the Josie Show, and now she's going to be on Josie's Hard Country. So it's going to be great. Always have a blast talking with her, so I'm looking forward to that airing. Now I really want to say a big, huge, humongo happy birthday to my boyfriend, Stephen Rummy. He's amazing. He's just so supportive. Love him, and happy birthday. And please, on Facebook, if you find him, tell him happy birthday, too. It's very, very important. Very, very important. So it looks like our first guest here has arrived. So everyone, please welcome the very talented Nubia. Hello.
Hi, Josie. Hello.
Hi. Hi, how are you?
I'm fine. I'm very excited to be on your show. I just came home this minute. I had a gig tonight and just made it for the beginning of the show.
Oh, good, good. Well, I'm so glad to hear. I'm super excited. Oh, yeah, we're already having fun with the sound effects. I'm super excited to get the chance to talk with you. I think you're just amazing. And how did your gig go?
Thank you.
Did you rock it?
Well, it went really well. Yes, we rocked it, and everybody was on their feet in the end. And so it was great. Yes. So it's tired, but very happy and satisfied.
Oh, good, good. That's just awesome.
Yeah.
And I want to mention, I understand that you started playing music at a very young age, playing piano. How old were you when you started playing?
I started when I was about 6 or 7 years old, and I played the piano for 10 years. And after that, I started to, you know, to get interested in using the voice because I just love being able to be a musician without anything around you. And that's why I started singing. And,
I love that.
Yeah.
Your voice is your instrument.
Absolutely. Exactly. But you don't have to carry anything. It's with you wherever you go. And that's what I love about it.
Exactly. I think that's so cool. And with piano, did you self-teach yourself or did you take lessons?
I took lessons, and I'm only a classical piano player. And unfortunately, I wish I could, you know, play gospel or soul or jazz piano, but it's only classical, so I need to read the notes. And, yeah, that's it. Mm-hmm. But
very, very cool.
Yeah, it's okay. It's okay.
Yes.
You play an instrument.
I used to. I used to play really big instruments. I used to play, like, the cello and the tuba, anything that was bigger
wow.
than me.
I love the cello. It's beautiful.
Oh, I know. I just love the sound that came out of it. And I'm also starting to get into the singing as well. So, yeah, I'm using that, too. A lot of fun.
So how far did you come?
Are you
performing, singing?
No, not yet. I'm actually, my first, my debut album is going to be in 2012. I'm going to get into
wow.
the recording studio in December, so I'm so looking forward to it.
Congratulations. It will be fun. I'm sure it will. Do you know Skylar Jett?
Yes.
He's the one who actually, he's the one who's responsible for me being on his show. And I had him on my album. We co-wrote some songs together, and he arranged the backing vocals, and we flew him in to sing. And he's such an amazing coach and teacher. So if anytime you need somebody, I could only recommend him, for example.
Oh, I know. He is just so amazing. We had him on the show before, and I got to
yeah.
meet him in Nashville, and he's just amazing. He's just such a great friend of the Josie Show. I'm so glad that he got you on.
Yeah. I know. He told me about your show, and he was, flamboyant, or how do you say it? German is my native language, so sometimes I'm looking for words in English.
I love it. I love it.
Thank you.
I love it. And so tell us a little bit about some of the music you have out right now. We're going to get to play some in a few minutes.
Great. In my new album, it was really important to me to talk about the subjects that matter to me and, you know, that are part of my life. And there's so much. It's, of course, love, but it's also have this one song. It's called Power of No, and it's about how important it is sometimes to say no to something or somebody, which means saying yes to you and what you need and what you desire. And there's a song on it. It's called Storms Pass Over. It's about, you know, crisis in life. They come and they go. But while you're in there, you wonder if it ever passes. And, you know, it's there's another song. It's called Sensitivity. It's about us living together and, you know, fighting and being at war and we should be more sensible to each other. And also Culture of Destruction is about all the violence going on in the streets, and it's really terrifying me. And that's actually one I wrote together with Skylar, and also a Sensitivity. He loves those songs that, you know, how do you say?
They have like a message, like actually mean something, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's it. Mm-hmm. So he's totally into that, and he was a great help writing them. Yeah, so it's about all of the subjects or my favorite things, you know, just what I love in life, what makes me happy, and what's fun. So all kinds of things. But, you know, it was so much fun to look for subjects and to write the music and the lyrics. And here it is. I think you have some songs.
Yes, we do. And one of the songs that you mentioned we're going to play right now called Power of No. So I'm very excited.
Super.
Awesome. Yes, so here it is, Power of No. Let's check it out.
Yes.
I've been through so many changes. I needed time to come through. I have seen so many places. Been walking miles in other shoes. Sometimes you gotta let go. Keep holding on to your soul. Sometimes
Your music?
All sorts, but mostly it's mostly people who buy my music and come to my concerts around like 25 to 50, something like that. Like people in my age and a little below, a little up.
Oh, awesome, awesome. And can you give everyone links to your websites or social networking sites so they can talk
yeah.
to you and keep up all the latest news?
Yes. If you look for me on Facebook or Twitter or all the other LinkedIn or whatever, you'll find me. It's Nubya, N-U-B-Y-A. And my homepage is www.nubya.ch. So Nubya it is. And you'll find me anywhere. And
awesome,
I would love
awesome.
You to find me.
Yes, you can find her. You know, what I do is I go on Google.com and I just search the name. That's the easiest to do
yes.
it.
Yes. Exactly. Then it pops up immediately.
Exactly. And we'll also
yes.
post links after the show so the new fans out there can just click away and come go to your page. Very easy.
Perfect. Wonderful.
Awesome.
Yes.
And so how would you describe your music in three words, if you can?
Oh, I would describe it as pop, soulful pop, I would say.
Oh, absolutely. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's really, I really call it pop music, and you know, I love to put a little flavor of this and a little flavor of that, but to me, you know, I always try to put all of my soul into my music. That's why I want to use the word soul when I describe it.
Absolutely. And with that, who would you say are your biggest musical influences? Who really did you look up to?
Well, one of the singers I really looked up to when I was a teenager was Whitney Houston. Because, you know, in Europe, she was the first black lady that everybody adored when I was a teenager. Mm-hmm. Like, all the children in my school, everybody thought she was so beautiful, had just such a wonderful voice. And being dark-skinned was not always that easy at that time. So to me, you know, it meant a lot that everybody adored somebody who just looked like me or had the same color.
Mm-hmm.
And I actually did open a concert for her then when I was 10 years ago. And that was a great moment for me to, you know, to be on the same stage
yeah.
just before she went on. It was fantastic. Yeah.
That is amazing.
I
bet it's just such a great feeling,
yeah.
you know, someone that you looked up to and then you finally got to meet, you know, play open
yeah.
for them or meet them. It's just amazing.
Oh, yeah. It was amazing. And it was one of those things that happen to you, and it's like in a dream. You know, they called me the day before to ask me if I wanted to do it, and it was like, do I want to do it? Of course I do. And they told me you can only take one musician on stage, so I only went there with the piano player. And before he came on, I decided to do three of my own songs in half playback. So music from the tape and singing live over it. And then the CD started jumping in front of 12,000 people. And that was, you know, and in the end, I just sang a gospel song a cappella. And it kind of hit off my career that night, because everybody after that was like, wow, who was the girl? And you know, and after that, I got a record deal the next day, and so things started out like that. Opening.
Wow, that's a great start.
Yes, it is. And to me, you know, this all went through. I was in shock, like for 48 hours. I wasn't even nervous when I went on stage, because it was too much to handle. And you know, but in the end, it went well. And after that, I was like, damn. Yeah, I really opened for Whitney Houston. I can't believe it. Yeah.
I know. That is hilarious. That is probably just super, super amazing for you. And there's actually someone in the chat room, Pickled Ham in the chat room, funny username, very cool, says your music sounds a little like Barbara Streisand back in the day.
Oh, really? Wow. What a compliment.
Well, wow. She's
one of the huge queens of music, I think. That's
definitely
great. Wow. Mm.
Got
I think
a new
I'm gonna
fan in the chat room.
Write
there.
That down and pin it on my wall.
I know, right?
Yes.
That's awesome. So cool. Let's play another one of your great songs here. Let's play Love the Life I Live. Let's play that one.
Great.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Awesome. Here it is.
Ain't no gas in the car and the station's so far. You'll get better. I can stuck on the moon. And then fly to Mars. But it'll get better. The carousel we ride in life. Through the maze of obstacles, this is what I found. Life's a hard nut to crack. This I know for a fact. Every day of my life's a commitment. Sometimes it's tough to be strong. Made it all on my own. Take a look where I'm at. It just got better. Now I'm standing in front, and that's just what I want. It just got better. Sometimes I have to use my strength. Keep it real. I've weathered every storm, and this is how I feel. Life's a hard nut to crack. This I know for a fact. Every day on my
Live. I have to say, Nubia, your songs do have some positive lyrics going on, especially with this song. I have to say,
thank
I love
you.
That.
Thank you.
Amazing.
Actually, that's one of the songs I wrote with Skylar, one of the lyrics.
Yeah. Oh,
yeah,
definitely,
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, and to me it's really important to have this, you know, to have uplifting messages, and I want to be inspiring also.
Oh, you are. You are. You definitely
Thank
are.
Thank you.
You definitely
you.
Are. Yeah, absolutely. And are you currently working on any other projects that you could share with us as of right now?
Actually, my album is like my, you know, it's my new baby, and it just came out in Switzerland in September, and will be distributed in Germany, Austria here, and all over the world on iTunes. So we're doing that this month. And otherwise, I'm just working on my tour, because next year it will be touring the whole year. And there's a TV show I'm in it's also Switzerland, Germany, Austria. And the TV show, it's called The Soundtrack of My Life. And celebrities give us a list of 8 to 10 songs that have a meaning in their life. And we only know the list. We don't know the celebrity behind the list. And we're three profilers, and we have to find out who is it. Can be an actor, can be a news anchor, it can be musician. And it's really interesting, you know, how you can find out who a person is just knowing the songs that they love to hear.
That's very interesting. You're keeping busy.
Yeah, yeah, I'm really, really busy, yes. But, you know, I love my job, and I guess you are a person who knows how it is. You seem to be a busy girl yourself, so, yeah. If you love what
I
you
love
do,
it.
It's fine.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, when you love something with such a passion like you do, it's just so much fun. It's not as a
it
job.
Is.
It's just, you know, a blast.
It's true. It's true. It's hard work, but it's nice hard work.
Absolutely, absolutely. And when you're not working on your music, what kind of things do you like to do for fun? Any hobbies?
Not so much time. I do a lot of sports because, you know, as a singer, you gotta keep your shape somehow, and because people want to not only listen to us, so that's our life. And otherwise, I love reading, I love traveling, and you know, meeting my friends, and I meet a lot of people also throughout my professional life, and that keeps me busy a lot.
Absolutely. And is it just so much fun, you know, especially with Facebook and Twitter, you know, you get to talk with, you know, your fans that you normally wouldn't meet, and then isn't it just so cool when you meet them in person and they're like, hey, I've talked to you on Facebook.
It's true.
So cool.
Absolutely. And when you post something, everybody can write their comments, and that can be a lot of fun, actually, I found out. And, you know, the first time when I found out that Facebook is really powerful was we had this event where I was also performing, and the ticket sales were not really good. So I posted on Facebook, hey, we still have tickets, so we're there and there tonight. It was like maybe 2 days ahead. And in the end, it was packed, you know, and then I was like, wow, okay, that's where people go and have a look at things. And so that's how I found out that as a musician, you have to be on Facebook and Twitter and MySpace and everything.
Absolutely. Those social networking sites are, you know, where I find a lot of my guests. And, you know, you really can find a lot of talented people on there and a lot of fans, too. It's a really good way.
True. Yeah, it is.
Absolutely. And what is your all-time favorite place that you got to travel while working?
Oh, Lord. I've traveled so many places. It's hard to say. Well, New York is one of my all-time favorites. I spent 1 year there when I studied music, so it feels like my second home. And otherwise, you know, my father is from Nigeria in West Africa, and well, Nigeria is a tough place to go to, so... I would say, yeah. Like, for example, I went to Zanzibar in Tanzania last year. Beautiful island. I could recommend that. And there's so many good places. There's this book called 1,000 Places to Go Before You Die. And I would recommend that one because there's so much good stuff in there.
I have to check that out now. Thank you.
Yeah, it's really cool. Yes.
Very, very cool. And a very funny question that we love to ask. What is the craziest thing that you have ever had to sign?
Oh, the craziest thing I ever had to sign.
From Stephen Remy. from Stephen Remy of Cat 5 Gone Wild.
Well, actually, not me, but I, like, my ex-boyfriend was also a singer, and he had to sign a female breast, which I didn't think was really funny. But,
no, absolutely
yeah.
not.
So, no, it was really funny. And but you know, some women have crazy ideas to get closer to other people. No, the craziest
yeah.
thing I ever I didn't sign any like shirts or hats. Or sometimes I'm like, wow, why do you want my signature on your shirt? It's a pity. But, actually, my mom.
Those are some dedicated fans.
Yeah, my mom, she met Ella Fitzgerald many years ago when she was still alive, and my mom was a huge fan, and she went to her and she wanted a signature and didn't have any paper, so she gave her her passport, and she would said, whatever, sign my passport, and she said, Ella Fitzgerald just started to laugh, and she said, okay, I've had a lot of things where I signed on, but a passport, never. And recently I found this passport in our, you know, this room up where you hide all the stuff. And I found it and with the autograph in there. So probably that's our most special place for an autograph.
That is hilarious and so, so cool. Great memory, too, that you found that and
yeah.
you've seen that on there.
Oh, yeah. But when I saw this passport, I was like, oh, I hope it's in there because my mom told me this story 100 times and it was in there. Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome. That is so, so
yeah.
cool. And so another fun question that I love to ask my guests, what is the most, have you ever had any embarrassing moments while performing? Anything crazy
oh, yeah.
that happened?
Oh. Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, if you can't handle that, you better don't start to sing. So, but,
right.
Oh, there's so much. Like today when I had the gig, I just talked to my piano player, like when you have to cough and you can't stop. And you're the singer, like, this is, you want to die. And or when you, you know, sometimes you stumble over, it doesn't happen a lot, but one of my most important gigs, I wanted to run on stage and, you know, hello. And then, you know, I stumbled over something and just landed on my, you know, that was the first thing people actually saw from me, like me landing on my stomach. So, yeah, things happen, but
yeah,
it's part of it. And then you stand up. Dust yourself off and laugh about it and, you know, do your show. That's all
exactly,
you can do.
And just keep going. Keep going.
Exactly. Yeah, when the wig falls off, you know, it happened. Everything happened. I've been to all of this.
Absolutely, especially live. Things happen.
It's true.
You're human.
It's true. And, you know, you just have to remember that it's not about being perfect. It's about touching people. And if, you know, if you fall or if something happens and you just, you know, take it in and say, okay, that's part of the show now. What can I do? That's the best you can do.
Right, right. Exactly, exactly.
Mm.
And here's a really good question. Do you have any upcoming performances planned where your fans can see you? Any dates happening so far?
Not in the States. I am tomorrow I'm performing in Basel, Switzerland, and next week I'll be in Hamburg, Germany, but not in the States. Hopefully next year. Skylar is going
yeah.
to put up some stuff for me, and when I'm there, I hope we can, you know, announce it
absolutely.
On your show or whatever. Yeah.
Yeah, you have to let me know, especially when you're, you know, in Illinois or, you know, in the
yeah.
States. We can go there. I'd love to see you perform live. I would love that to
Great.
Meet you and everything.
Great. Thanks a lot. We would love to do that.
Oh, it would be so much fun. And I have to say, I had just a blast talking with you. You're just so amazing, and I hope to get you back on again.
Absolutely. Yes, absolutely. Anytime. And it was real, real joy talking to you. And I wish you all the best and hope to hear you again.
Oh, thank you so much. And you too. And good luck with everything that you're doing and continued success.
Thank you so much. Same to you.
Thank you so much. And
okay.
I will talk to you soon. Thank you, Nubia.
Great. Great. Have a great show. I'm going to bed now. And
good night.
Yes. Good night, everybody.
Good night.
It was
good
great
night.
Talking to you. Bye. Bye.
You too. Bye.
Bye.
Awesome. Awesome. That was a wonderful Nubia. I love her. You got to check out her all of her stuff. And we'll post all the links and everything from our guests that are on tonight, so you can check out all of her stuff. Now, I'm going to read off our list of amazing guests here that we have coming up. So here's our lineup of shows here at JosieShow.com. We have Kingston, Courtney Beaton, Devin Marie, Peter Britt, Stephanie McLeroy, Savannah Osler, Sarah Addison, and I'll bring you Young Music Singing Contest winner Gabriella, who is just adorable. Oh my gosh, you guys are gonna love her. She's my new friend. She's just amazing. And so far booked for December, we have Noise from the Basement, J.A., Kenny Colgate, Shay Fisher. December 23rd will be our holiday show, and December 30th will be our New Year's show. So we're going to have a blast there. Also, I want to give shout-outs to everyone in the chat room. Let me read some here. Alan, Tina Marie, Country Fan Deb, Joan Bundy, Kylie, RRNHFCM, I hope I'm saying that right, Pickled Ham, and Crazy Annie. Hi, guys. Woo-hoo! Thank you guys so much for listening. I hope you're having a blast with me tonight. So I want to, before we put our next guest on, I'm giving the thumbs up that she called in, so sweet. Let me first tell you about an amazing radiothon that will take place on December 8th from 2 to 8 p.m. Central Time Zone. Location and guests are to be announced very, very soon, I promise. This is to raise awareness and funds for MuteArt World Foundation to help keep music programs in school. I've had music programs in school, and they really helped me a lot from to where I am today. So they're very, very important, and that's why I support MuteArt World Foundation. So check them out on Facebook at facebook.com/MuteArt, M-U-Z-A-R-T, World Foundation. So please check that out. I'm super excited. Also, I want all of you guys to please support as well Conscious Music Entertainment at consciousmusicentertainment.biz, B-I-Z. More details to follow for this radiothon, so keep listening. So let's see. Let's get our next guest here on the line. Everyone, please welcome amazing singer Megan Bundy. Here she is.
Hi.
Hello, Megan.
Hi. How are you?
I am doing great. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks so much for having me.
It is my pleasure. I'm super excited to talk with you and have you on the show. We'll have fun.
Yeah, I can't wait.
Sweet, sweet. So let's get started here. How old were you when you started performing?
I've been performing for as long as I can remember. I come from a really musical family, so I got involved in shows. I think I might have been 8 when I did my first talent show, and
wow.
It was from The Sound of Music, and then I think from that moment on, I was kind of hooked.
So technically, you were born into singing. It comes naturally for you. That's just awesome.
Definitely, yeah. I think I could sing before I could talk.
That is brilliant. And who would you say are your biggest musical influences? Who did you look up to?
I had a ton of people. Mainly Patsy Cline is probably number one for me. I have such a wide variety of bands and artists that I like. Like right now, I'm a huge fan of Mumford and Sons. Anything with harmony, I'm a huge fan. Patsy Cline probably my number one.
Mm-hmm. I agree. I'm with you. I am with you. But tell us about your sound. I know you sing country, but you have a little bit of a mix of pop as well, right?
Yeah. I think that from all of the different music that I like, I would say I'm mainly country, but, you know, at times I have a folksy kind of sound. At times I have a pop sound. I think it just depends on my mood and the type of song I'm trying to write. But one of the songs that I think you're going to play tonight, like We Were 16, that's definitely got a country sound to it. It's got a fiddle and everything. So that's kind of my country side. And then some of my other songs will bring out some blues and some folk.
Yeah.
It kind of depends.
Awesome. Well, we have our dancing boots on, so we are getting ready.
Awesome.
We are going to play your songs and enjoy. But first, tell us about your album, Porcelain, and any other music you may have out right now.
Yeah, Porcelain is actually going to be my EP, and I'm currently recording it. You can go to my Facebook page, Reverb Nation page, and you can kind of get a little sample. It's really just available to stream right now, and then hopefully, knocking on wood, hopefully I'll be getting the recording done in the next couple months, and then early 2012, I'll be getting an EP out with, you know, 5 or 6 completed demos with my EP, and it'll be Porcelain. I think you might play Porcelain tonight too. I'm calling it Porcelain because that one is so much about me as a person, and I think you'll hear later. It's a really great kind of motto for life, I think.
Oh, yeah, definitely. And as you mentioned, that's a very good segue, by the way, because we are going to play Porcelain right now.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah, so that was perfectly placed. So, everyone, you guys are going to enjoy this. Everyone, here is Porcelain by Megan Bundy. Check it out. If we can get it playing. All right. There we go.
Had a doll made of porcelain, so perfect was she. But she had no freckles, no scar on her knee. So I started believing that perfect wasn't me. I thought everything she had was better.
And that was Porcelain by Megan Bundy. I love it. Where can our listeners go to purchase your music?
It's actually not, it's not available to purchase just yet, unless you want to come to one of my shows, and then I'd be happy to get you a demo CD. But, yeah, you can stream it. You can go to my Facebook page and stream it whenever you want. But, yeah, not quite at the purchasing point yet, hopefully, with early 2012. I'll get it up on
awesome. iTunes. Awesome. And when it does, you got to let us know so I can purchase it.
Definitely.
I want a signed copy, you know.
Definitely. I'll do that.
Perfect. Perfect. And can you give everyone the links to your website or social networking site so they can keep up on all your latest news and chat with you?
Yeah. On Reverb Nation, you can find me. It's just reverbnation.com / Megan Bundy. And then on Twitter, I would love for you to follow me on Twitter. I'm a big Twitter it's
love
Megan Bundy Music, and then you can just find me on Facebook as well. My fan page on Facebook is just Megan Bundy, and it connects to my Reverb Nation page, so you can play music on Facebook too.
Awesome. So like, add, friend, Megan Bundy.
Yeah. I need more Twitter. I need more Twitter followers.
You need more Twitter followers? Well, I will hook you
I
up
do.
Because I'm going to, after the show, I'm going to
awesome.
Post your Twitter everywhere, so I will help you out with that.
Awesome. Thank you.
Anytime. And who has been one of your best career memories so far? What has been your best career memory so far?
I actually had the opportunity. I'm from Ohio originally,
mm-hmm.
and I had the opportunity to sing the national anthem at a Cincinnati Reds baseball game. A couple times. That was huge. I had wanted to do that since when I was 8 and sang at the talent show. But I got to sing at that baseball game. It was, you know, it was amazing. It was in front of so many people, and it was just a huge kind of breaking moment for me. It was awesome.
That's a great memory too for you.
Yeah.
Very, very cool. And Pickled Ham in the chat room says, "Hey Megan, I'm already following you." Cool.
Awesome, thank you.
And what has been the coolest place that you've ever performed in so far?
In Nashville, it's just everywhere you play is just a great opportunity. I mean, Nashville is just such a different place than any other place.
Mm-hmm.
You're surrounded by so much talent. And it's really cool. I would say probably one of my most memorable places is just my first gig that I ever played in Nashville, because it was just a moment of like, you know, I'm here, I'm doing it, I'm gonna give it everything I can, and it's just a little dive bar here in Nashville, but it'll always kind of have that memory for me. Just even though it's not a huge place at all. It was just kind of the first place that I really broke out in Nashville.
Love Nashville. My favorite place ever. Want to move there.
Yeah. It's awesome. I love it.
Oh, yeah. And here's just a fun question, because I've seen you tweeting away. You got a chance to watch the CMAs this week. What was your favorite performance of the night? What would you say?
I love Grace Potter and the Grace Potter and Kenny Chesney song, You and Tequila. I actually got to see Grace Potter and the Nocturnals when they came to Nashville, and she is an amazing performer. So that was probably my favorite moment of the night. But I loved the whole show. I would have loved to be there.
Oh, me too. It was amazing. My all-time favorite song was probably, because I just love her, I'm a big, big fan of Miranda Lambert. She performed Baggage Claim.
Oh, yeah, I love Miranda Lambert. I actually got to see her one time. I ran into her, and she's super, you know, super sweet, just really, you know, laid back. And you wouldn't, if you didn't know her, you wouldn't even think she was a celebrity. So I love Miranda Lambert.
Oh, yes. Totally. And let's see. Oh yeah, we are going to play your song Like We Were 16. So we're going to play that now. Sweet.
Awesome.
Here it is.
Mm-hmm.
Megan Bundy, and I love this song not just because I am 16, but because it has just such a great melody and it's amazing. Love it.
Well,
I love it.
Thank you. Thank you. I like playing that song. It's a lot of fun.
Oh, yeah. I bet if you, you know, sing it live or something, the crowd is probably just on their feet. Such a fun song.
Yeah, it's funny because I have so many, I have not only do I have a lot of different, you know, genres of songs, but Some of the other songs that I sing are a little more, they're kind of sad, you know, about heartbreak or whatever, and then I'm, like, so excited by the time I actually get to this song, because I promise everyone, I'm like, I promise this is a happy song, it's catchy, you're not going to be sad by the end of this song.
Definitely not. Such a great upbeat song. I love it.
Thank you.
No problem. And do you have any upcoming performances planned so far where your fans can see you? Any upcoming?
I do have a few. I had a lot of gigs that, you know, but during the month of October and September, and now I'm kind of slowing down a little bit, trying to make some time to record. But November 20th, I believe, I'm going to be playing at Richard's Louisiana Cafe, and then December 21st, I'll be at the Farmhouse Restaurant. And those are through Nashville ear. They do a lot of different gigs around Nashville, or really Middle Tennessee. And then I'm sure I always get last minute gigs too. So I would suggest that you just kind of follow me on Twitter, hint hint, and
yes.
Go to Facebook and check it out there. I always post my gigs there too.
Oh, good. Okay, so even the last minute ones, they're on her Twitter page. So. Easy to do, people. Come on now. And so here's a fun question. Do you have any on-stage embarrassing moments that you can share with us? Anything that happened live?
Luckily, again, knocking on wood, I haven't had any terribly embarrassing things.
Okay.
I've definitely forgotten the words and forgotten the chords before that I'm playing, and then I just kind of make something up and try to pretend like I meant to do that. I'm kind of short, so I try to wear really big heels to give me extra confidence. And sometimes it backfires, mm-hmm. and I trip a little bit on stage, or
mm-hmm.
or I'll just, you know, slip a little bit. But I haven't had anything too terrible yet. I'm sure I will.
We hope not. But it's, you know, my motto is, you're a professional if something like that happens, especially live. You're
right.
Human. It happens.
Right. Just got to get back up. Keep going.
Exactly. And that's what you do, especially, you know, just, you know, sing something and, like, it never even happened. You just pick yourself up.
Right.
It's really good. Really, really good.
My luck, though, I'll get the giggles and won't be able to sing anymore.
that's what I would be doing, too.
Yeah.
That is hilarious. And what are some things that you like to do for fun when you're not working on your music?
Lately, I'm really into animals and animal rescue. Right now, I'm fostering a little girl, a little Labrador pit bull mix. She's a sweet dog, and she was rescued. She was abandoned, and so I'm taking care of her. She's a lot of work, but she needs a good home, and so I'm taking care of her right now until we can find her a forever home. But I'm starting to get attached to her. I don't know, maybe I might end up adopting her, but she's a good dog, and she's been taking up a lot of my free time lately.
Oh, that is so great what you do, and I would want them all.
I know, and especially they've all been, you know, the dogs that come through that system have just been through so much that all you want to do is just spoil them and you know, love them with everything, and it's really sad, but I'm glad mm-hmm. that I'm glad I can help with whatever I can.
Oh, that is so, so great. And I think you're just so talented and just such a great person. And I want to have you back on. We ran out of time, but I would love to have you back on.
Oh, thank you. I'd love to be on. I think you're so great. I mean, I'm so impressed with what you do. And,
thank you.
You know, the fact that you're 16, that's unbelievable. It's amazing. I think you're very talented. And I would love to be back on the show.
Oh, good. I would definitely love to have you back on and perhaps meet you sometime if you're performing in Illinois or anywhere close there. I would just love to see you perform. That would be awesome.
Definitely.
Sweet. So thank you so, so much once again for coming on. And remember, everyone, follow Megan Bundy on Twitter.
Yes.
I will give you
her Twitter
page. Twitter. Do it. Thank you so, so much, Megan, and hope you have a great night.
Thank you. You too.
Thank you so much. Bye.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye. Awesome. Another great interview, the wonderful Megan Bundy. So, yes, check out everything. We'll give the links from Nubia and Megan Bundy and our two guests that we are about to have in just a moment. But first, I really want to mention, we have a forum. If you guys haven't noticed, on josieshow.com, we have, like, tons of tabs at the top. We love our tabs here. We have just some fun ones, like our Ask Josie, where you could ask me any questions that you might have, and I respond immediately and not sooner, because I just love to answer questions and talk, as you could tell. It's so much fun. So ask me any questions in the Ask Josie tab. And we also have an arcade, which we could all thank Alan, our web designer, for. He did that fun thing for me because I'm a gamer. For people who don't know, I love games, all kinds of games. So the arcade is my place to be. So I hope you guys enjoy that. And then there's the archives. Oh, and the forums. I want to mention we have the forums, which we have a lot of fun stuff that goes on in there. You know, news from past guests or future guests. and just amazing things in there, and we chat in there. And so, yes, the forums, sign up for that. And then we have photos from live shows that we did and, you know, some of myself. So please check that out. And contacts, you can contact us. I love getting emails. That's always so much fun. And our store, we have a Cafe Press, and it has everything with my face on it, like T-shirts, calves, baby clothes, iPod cases, and just so much more, and also new jewelry, which is so cool. I want some of that. It's just amazing, so please, please, please check it out. We have another song from Megan, so let's play that now. Let's get my producer, Tina, on the air to announce this one. Take it away.
While we're waiting for Michael and Marissa to come on, let's go ahead and play Megan Bundy's song. It's titled Stupid. Here we go.
I feel so stupid loving you. Stuck in this cliche with no clue. It's clear I've lost all sense of truth. I've fallen foolishly for you. Remember that December night when we got drunk on that cheap wine. I blame it on my cloudy mind. And that ain't fair, 'cause you talk a lot. I crawled into your lips, now I'm caught. You took me down with just one shot. I feel so stupid loving you. Stuck in this cliche with no. I've lost all sense of truth. I've fallen foolishly for you. Don't hang my picture on your wall. Don't say hey baby when I call. Turns out I like it after all.
Sweet. That was Stupid by Megan Bundy. Love it, love it. So let's see, is our next guest, they arrived? Oh, brilliant. All right, so here's our next guest, the very, very talented Michael and Marissa. Woohoo!
Hi, how are you?
Hi, I'm great. How are you guys?
Good.
Good, good. I'm super glad to have you both on my show.
We're so excited. It's going to be fun.
It will be fun. It will be fun. So let's get started because for people who don't know, please tell my listeners how old you guys are.
Okay, this is Marissa, and I'm 14. And
this is Michael, and I'm 13.
Oh, that is awesome, awesome. And you started performing at a very young age, though. And how old were you when you first started performing?
Well, Michael was 7. He took started taking guitar at 6, and he started, like, performing out at 7, and then I started performing at 8.
So basically, your whole lives.
Yeah, basically.
Yeah, that is just amazing. And then did you guys come from a musical family?
No, actually. Our parents are in the tour business, and I was really, like, kind of me, Michael, born musical, and I always loved, never really wanted any toys. I just wanted CDs, and unless they were toys that, like, made, like, music or stuff like that. So, yeah, we didn't really come from a musical family. I kind of started it, so.
Oh, very, very neat. And but for people who don't know, besides vocals, Michael, you play electric guitar, and Marissa, you play drums. Did you guys take lessons, or did you self-teach yourself?
We take lessons.
It was fun. A lot of fun. And who are your biggest musical influences?
Well, we grew up listening to the Beatles, like, ever since we were, like, born. We absolutely love the Beatles. They're our favorite band. And then for me, Marissa, I love, I like, AC/DC and Led Zeppelin and that sort of thing. And then also, I really like British artists, and Lily Allen and Jessie J are my favorites right now. I, like, know all the words to all their songs, and, like, I'm just obsessed with them. They're great.
Me too. So cool. So, so cool. And what genres of music do you guys sing?
Which what? Genres?
Yeah.
We sing pop rock, and we also sing, like, originals, and we also sing, well, basically, like, a more detailed description of that is that we sing, like, songs on the radio, and we also sing, like, songs from, like, the 50s, like, classic rock and stuff. And then we also play originals and write them, and yeah.
Very, very cool. And I want to mention this. This is so cool. You guys opened for some other great artists such as Mitchell Musso and David Archuleta. Can you tell us about those experiences?
Yeah, they were just so awesome. We absolutely love David Archuleta, and, like, we're rooting for him in American Idol and voting for him and everything. And so that was just an amazing experience. And they're both so nice. And then we also got to open for Drake Bell from Drake and Josh, and that was just so awesome. And it's so much fun. And we just toured with Grayson Chance in August on his first headline tour. And he asked us to be in his tour after touring on the Cody Simpson Grayson Chance tour in April. So that was just awesome. And it's fun. We love it.
Wow. I would have been starstruck. Do you guys get starstruck at all?
Not really, no, because they're just normal people when you meet them.
Right, right. Exactly.
The
and
only person
was
that... Oh, sorry.
You go.
Okay. The only person that I personally was starstruck with was Missy Michael, by the way. Well, it was Lady Gaga, because she's, like, such a big inspiration for me. And I was literally, like, shaking and, like, shivering. And it was, like, say, 75 degrees in the room. Like, it wasn't cold at all. And I was really starstruck because she's such a big inspiration. And I love all her music. And I love how she's not afraid to be herself. And, yeah. And I think also, we got to sing on stage with Lily Allen when we performed in Boston.
Oh, wow.
And that was just incredible because we were... between 11 and 12, we were really by far the youngest in the venue, and we sang a song with her, and we sang Smile, her big hit, at the end, and it was just so amazing, and we got talked to her backstage for, like, a long time, and, you know, get to know her, and it was just amazing being, like, you know, just loving her so much and her music. It was just, you know, like, I thought it was a dream until, like, you know, I went to sleep and woke up, and I was like, that, like, it's real, and then it was on YouTube, and, like, it was real, and it was just so incredible.
That is incredible. That is just so, 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 so cool. And isn't it just such a great feeling, especially someone that, you know, you look up to, and then you finally get to meet them, and, you know, you have something in common, and they can give you advice. Probably just so cool.
Yeah, and they're, like, you get to know, like, them as a person, and that, you know, they're really nice people, and hear everything they have to say, and it's just so great, and their words stick with you.
Oh, yeah. Definitely, definitely. And I am very, very excited because we are going to get to play your song for tonight. Let's start. Yeah, I'm excited, everyone. Get ready to dance. we're going to play your song, You Feel Like Saturday. Let's play it right now. Here we go.
Oh my god, that's so funny! Oh!
Babe, and then
Tina with the Josie Show, and we had the wrong version. We had something fun sent to us, but we had the wrong version for Michael and Marissa. So they're going to go ahead and get us the correct version, and then we will go ahead and play that next week.
Yes.
But in the meantime, we have asked them to call back in. We had kind of a staticky line, so I'm going to try and pick up their line now and see if it sounds any better. But in the meantime, while I do that, we're going to go ahead and play their song called The Same. So here's Michael and Marissa with The Same.
Michael and Marissa. I'm Michael, Marissa. You guys back? Oh, do we have him?
Oh, yep.
Oh, there we go. Hello.
Okay, hi.
Hi, we just played The Same. Can you tell us a little bit about that song?
I'm sure, but we wrote it after Phoebe Prince committed suicide because she was being severely bullied, and she was from Massachusetts, as we are, and it's when, like, one of the first, like, main suicides that, like, you know, like, everyone started finding out about, and, like, then kids kept committing suicide because of bullying, and we really wanted to put a stop to that. And with our music, we try to, like, make a difference. So we thought that, you know, that's something that needed to be fixed and changed in the world. So we wrote that song because we realized that there are way more bystanders than, like, bullies or victims. So, like, to address the bystanders rather than the victims or the bullies would be more effective. And they can, like, if the bystander stands up, then all the other bystanders will join in with them. It's just no one wants to be the first one and overcome the bully because, like, there's more bystanders than bullies. And we knew, like, kids telling kids would have more of an impact than, like, you know, like, grown-ups telling kids because that's, like, a lecture. But we really thought
right.
this could make a difference, and it has because a lot of kids have come up to us and said they've decided to stand up because of it.
Definitely. Did a lot of people go through that? True, because a lot of kids do go through it. I had a problem where I went through it as well. I think a lot of kids do. And Pickle Tam in the chat room, he's a fan. He mentioned something about a PSA. Was this used in a PSA announcement?
Was what?
Was this song used as a PSA announcement? Someone mentioned that in the chat room.
I don't quite know what a PSA announcement is, but I know. Where the spokespeople for Pacer, like national spokespeople, and this song is used for that. And then it's like at schools all over the country for like bullying, and the kids learn it at schools. And then for some of them, we come and talk to the schools about bullying and play the song and perform there. And like kids are learning the song in their school all over the country.
Very cool. That's such a great thing. I love that. And as we're talking about school, I know it. I have to juggle my career in school, so I know what it's like. How are you two handling school and your work schedule?
Well, it's pretty, like, busy because, like, say, we do, like, we get out of school and then we're doing homework in the car and, like, eating a quick meal and then we're, like, on the way to, like, a show or something. And it's very chaotic, but we go to normal school and it's a lot of fun. But we handle it, and it goes well.
Oh, good, good. And what do your friends think about what you guys do?
It's just kind of normal. Like, it's like they don't really treat us different, and it's just like, I don't know, to them it's just kind of like their hobby. Like, say they dance for a hobby, and we do music. Like, it's just like something to them that they don't treat us differently at all because of it.
Oh, that's good, that's good.
Like, it's not a hobby to us, obviously, though, but like,
yeah.
To them, like, they don't treat us differently. Like, they don't treat us strangely at all. Like, we're just treated, like, at school, we're just regular kids.
Right, exactly, as it should be. And where can our listeners go to purchase your music?
They can go to iTunes, or they can get our album off iTunes or our website. And then we have new videos with the songs all the time on YouTube, one we came out with today, and that's youtube.com/Michael and Marissa.
Cool, and we are going to actually post all of your links for easy access for all of the fans out there, so we'll get the word out.
Awesome, perfect. Thank you.
No problem, anytime. So are you guys currently working on any upcoming projects that you could tell us about?
We are. This past summer we went down to Nashville and we wrote two songs in with the executive producer at EMI down there, Stokes Nielsen, and we made a video for one of them, and that's going to be released on Black Friday, and then the other one we're going to make a video for and release that soon, like at the beginning of next year. So we're going to come out with two new songs, and then we're writing more songs, so there should be tons of new music and new videos coming.
Oh, yay, I can't wait to check it out when it's all finished. That'd be awesome.
Oh, thanks.
Anytime. We are really big fans of yours at the Josie Show. I think you both are just phenomenal. I love it.
Oh, thank you so much.
No problem. And do you have any upcoming performances planned where your fans can see you? Any upcoming?
Well, we do 50 shows a year and 25 in the summer and 25 over the school year. And, like, we're always doing shows. And you can go to our website and go under tour for, like, a list of all, like, shows that we've done and upcoming shows at michaelandmarissa.com.
Oh, that's so cool. So cool. One of these days I have to go and see you perform. I would love to and get the chance to meet both of you. That would be awesome.
Oh, that would be so cool. We'd love to meet you.
Sweet. That would be so much fun. And what are some things, here's a fun question, what are some things that you like to do for fun, any hobbies when you guys aren't working on your music?
Well, I dance every Saturday for 4.5 hours. I do tap, jazz, mm-hmm. ballet, and point. And then we're also both black belts in taekwondo, and I do gymnastics. And then, Michael?
I really like the computer, and I like making movies on the computer with Final Cut mm-hmm. and green screen. And I really love doing that. And I always, like, go overboard on all of my school projects, doing things on the computer. And it's a lot of fun.
Tons of fun. And I want to mention, Pickled Ham in the chat room, get Michael to tell us about his obsession with sunglasses.
Oh, okay. So, yeah, I'm obsessed with sunglasses. As I said, I'm a big fan of Lady Gaga. She kind of got me into loving sunglasses. And so, yeah, I collect all kinds of them. I go to lots of places to get them.
Cool.
And one of the places I went, which I tracked down where Lady Gaga gets a lot of her sunglasses, which is Jack's Eyewear in California. And so, yeah, I got some sunglasses there. We actually went there 2 weeks ago, and I was like, oh, my God, I've got to go to Jack's Eyewear. So we went there, and I got a pair that, like, lights up, but they're, like, not, like, normal light-up sunglasses. They're, like, really cool. Then I also got one that's, like, I don't know how to explain it, but, like,
mm-hmm.
they're really cool. And so, yeah, I love sunglasses, and,
very
yeah.
cool. You have some very fancy ones.
Thank you.
Very, very neat. And I just want to say that I want to thank you both so, so much for coming on the show. I had a blast. And I hope to get you guys back on when you have some new music that we can play. And as my producer mentioned, we kind of messed up here a little bit with your song, You Feel Like Saturday. So we're gonna put that up next Friday. We'll make sure we do that.
Oh, awesome. And thanks for having us on the show. It was awesome.
Anytime. You guys are always welcome. Thank you both so much.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, thank you. See you guys soon.
Oh, see you soon,
see
too.
You soon.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. It's great talking to you.
Nice talking to you, too. Awesome. The very, very talented Michael and Marissa. They are phenomenal. They're just amazing. Big, big fans of both of them. And please check out their websites. We're going to post everything, so don't you worry about it. So, yes, I love it. So now it sounds like my producer is screening someone, so that could be my next guest. So very excited about that. So what are you guys saying in the chat room? What is going on? Hey, everyone. You guys are chatting away. I like it. Also, remember, you guys can call in live to talk to our guest if you guys want to. Don't be shy. You can call in live with 1-646-381-4339. It's on our little TV screen on our site, too, so check that out. So we are going to put – oh, the birthday boy is here, Stephen Remy. Hello.
Hey, Josie. What's going on, girl?
It is going great. How are you, birthday boy?
I am doing fantastic. I mean, I'm freezing in Florida. I mean, 46 in Florida. Really? Come on, man.
I know, right? Exactly. If Florida's cold, you could just imagine what's happening over here.
Oh, I know. I got those pictures of your snow over there the other day.
Boy.
So.
Boy.
Before we get into too much time here, I just want to let everybody know that following your show, we are going to be hosting a birthday party for me on my Facebook fan page, which is facebook.com/countrymusicgonewild. And my crew is going to be playing all of my favorite music videos all night long. And I am inviting all of you guys to come join me following your amazing show tonight, which I am totally loving tonight.
Thank you. Well, you guys heard it here first, everyone. Check it out. It's going to be a blast.
Okay. And one more thing. Thank you so much mm-hmm. for your happy birthday shout-out at the beginning of the show. I loved it.
Oh, no problem. Oh, and I see that you've seen that little picture that was created for you for your birthday. I tried to surprise you by just putting it as my default picture and not tell you about it. It was created by Patsy, who is a fan of yours. She's amazing, and, yeah, you were surprised, weren't you?
Yeah, that was like the best present I've ever gotten so far this year.
I was really surprised by it too, you know. It's really amazing. I seen it the first time, and I'm like, dang, that's accurate right there.
It's like, wow, it's amazing, you know, what you look like blonde, but, you know.
I know, right? It's super neat. So shout out to
Cassie.
It
was still a great picture, yeah.
Oh, yeah. So I love it. And I hope you have a great, happy birthday. I can't talk now,
thanks.
As you can tell. But happy birthday. You're 19. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that big, wonderful 19.
Mm-hmm, big 19.
All right, thank you, Josie. Have a great show, and I'm going to be listening from now on. So.
Thank you very, very much, and I can't wait to check out your birthday show. That'll be fun. Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Love you, baby.
Love you, too. Bye. Mm-hmm. Talk to you soon. Like after the show. Okay. Awesome. Super, super cool that we got him to call in. Let's see. Howlin1INAB. Stephen is actually listening. So Stephen, Howlin1INAB says hello. So yes, I know he's listening. It's known by you too, Howlin. Oy. I know. I am so missing summer. It's not even, it's crazy. Our next guest here. Oh. All right, we're going to put on some of their songs now while we wait for them. So check it out. Rick Reese and the Neon Highway. Check it out. Once again, if we can get it played.
All right, that was Rick Reese and the Neon Highway with All For Me. Absolutely fantastic. We are going to play one more of their songs here, and I'm going to go back to the switchboard because they may be in the house with us. I'm going to check here in a second. But first, here is Rick Reese and the Neon Highway with Ain't Looking For Me.
Check it out.
Looking For Me by Rick Reese and the Neon Highway, and it looks like they have arrived. Everyone, please welcome Rick Reese and Ben from the Neon Highway. Hi, guys.
Go,
Ben. My web designer's having fun with those sound effects. How are you guys doing?
Josie, what's going on?
Oh, I'm having a blast now that you guys are here. How are you guys?
Awesome. Get this party on the road.
I'm so excited. You guys have a lot of fans here in the chat room that are just looking forward to talking with you.
Oh, yeah? Really?
Oh, yeah. There's Kylie, ERRNHFCM, that says, hi, Rick and Ben.
Okay, cool. Hey.
Yeah, and Crystal's Glamour is there, and Howlin' One Eye Nab. I hope I'm saying that right. So they're very looking forward to it. So let's get started.
All right,
so how old were you guys when you started performing?
In the womb.
Oh, yeah. Very cool. It makes sense to me. Oh, boy. And who would you say are your biggest musical influences? Who did you guys look up to?
Oh, man, our drummer here is like a big Metallica fan. And
Motley Crue.
mean, I like Dwight Yoakam and Kiss and Travis Tritt, and I mean, we just got a whole mixed bag of stuff, and I think that's maybe why we sound as crazy as we do.
Yeah. You put all the artists that we like in a blender and, you know, swirl it around for a couple of minutes, you still don't get what we're all about, so it's just kind of a one of those things.
Love it. Well, you guys have your own sound, and you guys are just amazing at what you do. Can you tell us about some of the music you have out right now?
Oh, for sure. I mean, Ain't Looking For Me, that you just played, that was our third Canadian single. And that's a bit of a rocky kind of edge for a country album. Nonetheless, the album was still nominated for a few different music awards here in Canada. First track that you played, the ballad, that's our latest single. We just slowed things down just a little bit to show our softer side, but that's about as tender as we get.
Love it, and congratulations on just the success of your song, Ain't Looking For Me. Very cool.
Cool.
And I am very excited because we're going to play another song, Mama Raised a Good Boy, so let's check it out.
Okay, it's a total lie.
All right, here it is. All right. And that was Mama Raised a Good Boy. I really want to mention really quick a shout-out to Kylie, who runs a wonderful fan club for you guys, Rick Reese and the Neon Highway Fan Club. Big shout-out to her.
Big shout-out to Kylie.
Oh, yeah, she does a phenomenal job. And let's see here in the chat room, there's a question for you guys. Crystal's Glamour says, Josie, can you ask the guys about their upcoming TV show appearance on The Candy Show and how it will feel to see Pete again?
Yeah, that's we did that show. It was recorded live in front of a studio audience. We did that back in April, and it airs nationwide here in Canada around the 1st of December. So it'll be great to see it because we were all excited when we did the show, but it'll be a little it's bittersweet. I mean, a little tough to kind of watch it knowing that, you know, we lost one of the guys that's on the show.
Mm-hmm. Definitely, definitely. Well, can't we, will that be airing in the USA? Will we get to be able to see it, or how could we see it?
It's on a satellite channel, I believe. I'll check with the
mm-hmm.
show producers because I wrote that in my notes here to mention while on your show, but then I thought maybe it's only in Canada. So I'll double check and I'll get that information to you. I know I think it's on satellite HD, so I'll check that for you.
All right, thank you. Cool. I would love to check it out. And also, where can our listeners go to purchase your music?
Oh, that's easy. It's rickreese.com or neonhighwayband.com. We've given you two options, and that's Rick, R-I-K-R-E-E-S-E, or neonhighwayband.com.
Awesome. Very easy. And I'll post all the links on our website and everything for easy access, so we got you.
Cool. Or even iTunes, right, for the internet savvy.
Yes, definitely, definitely. And, Kylie also says you guys are also on iTunes. So, cool beans.
That's right.
We are, yep.
Cool, very cool. I want to mention you guys opened for amazing artists such as Toby Keith, Eric Church, Big and Rich, Little Texas, and Gretchen Wilson, to name a few. Can you tell us about some of those experiences? Wow.
Oh, those were cool. If you go on my Facebook, you'll see pictures of us and me and the guys with different artists, you know, like you say, Toby and Eric and whatnot. We were on the Cavendish Big Fest Country Festival here in Eastern Canada in 2010 on the lineup with Taylor Swift and Keith Urban, Lady Antebellum. And I mean, so yeah, we did some great shows with some great people. And it was, you know, when you meet these people, that's exactly what they are. They're just people. I mean, Toby Keith, for instance, he's shy. You know, he's four times
mm-hmm.
my size, but he's a very shy guy.
Wow. That is very, very neat. And especially, you know, getting if you get the chance to meet them and you guys have stuff in common and you can learn a lot from each other, too. It's really cool.
Well, you actually nailed it right there. And when you're doing these big shows and you're doing these, you know, large country festivals with different artists, that's exactly what it is. We've got everything in common. We're all kind of, you know, working the same equipment backstage, eating in the same, you know, hospitality room backstage, and it's kind of nice to be treated that way. So, you know, ourselves, we don't look at it that way till we get there, but it's kind of nice to, you know, have the same kind of backstage pass that everybody else does.
Absolutely. I think that is just so, so cool, and especially opening up for them. It's very, very neat. And let's see, we have a caller from a fan. Sweet. Linda from Alberta, who I think she just wants to say hi.
Yeah, let's get her on.
Nice.
Get her on. Hey there.
Linda,
you know,
from Alberta, what's going on?
You know what? You guys rule. I am so glad that you guys could hook up. We are waiting for your next CD. I want to have that CD in my truck yesterday.
You know something, Linda? Linda, you know something? I'm sitting here with Ben, and we're nodding to each other, saying that as soon as the album's done, we're going to send you a free copy.
You know what? When you're from Alberta, you drive no, I can't say that word. You drive a truck. Before I came up here, I was driving a 250 metric ton coal truck. The tires are 12 feet tall.
Wow.
And you know how tall I am. I'm not big.
Right.
Yes. 250
wow.
metric tons, and when I drive my pickup truck down the road, I drive a Dodge with a Hemi, and I want your CD in my CD player. But I'm so
glad
you enjoyed. Pardon me?
with that much aggression, you as soon as it's done, you're going to get a copy for free.
You know what? All that I wanted to do is, I come from a small town. New Brunswick was so beautiful and small town. If I can give you a leg up, I'm glad you and Josie could hook up.
You know something? Onwards
and upwards, buddy.
You betcha, and you're something, we give you kudos because you hooked me up with Josie, and you traveled all the way from Alberta, and you took the time to come see our show, and we met you at one of our shows, so man, I'll tell you.
In Sussex,
You got it. It's Sussex Balloon Festival. For you to call me tonight, very cool.
Did you get the pictures off my website?
Beg your pardon?
Did you get the pictures off my Facebook page?
I did.
Okay, excellent. I got a ton more. If you want to personal message me with some post office box, I'll stick the rest onto a CD and ship them to you.
I'll do that as soon as we finish the show here.
Hey, no problem. Onwards and upwards.
Awesome. Thank you so much for calling in.
You take care. All the best.
Big thank you to you, Linda, for hooking us up. And you'll be able to play their CD in your truck. That's good promotion. Put it really, really loud.
I always play it loud. I've got this one right now that I bought at the show, and it's cranked.
Nice. Perfect.
Anyway, take care. All the best.
Thank you for calling in.
Thanks, Linda.
Okay, right, bye.
Big round of applause for Linda.
Woo! Yeah. Woo! Awesome. Big shout out to her for hooking us up. That's just amazing.
Absolutely.
And let's play your song here, Heading Down to Memphis. Let's play that up next.
Cool.
Sweet. Here it is.
Don't look for me tomorrow, honey, no. Don't you look tomorrow night. Don't look for me tomorrow, honey, no. Don't look tomorrow night. Won't have time to come.
was heading down to Memphis, and I just have to say, this song is a dancing, boot tapping kind of song.
Nice.
Really is. Such a great song. And are you guys currently working on any upcoming projects you could tell us about?
We always have projects on the go. Right now what we're working on is our summer calendar, and we've confirmed some pretty cool shows with some pretty big names that I can't tell you about.
You can't tell me about. Oh, that's a nice sneak peek, though. Teaser. Very, very exciting. And I like it that you guys are constantly working and coming up with new stuff for the fans.
Constantly working. I mean, you know, we got to keep people interested, and we've got some great support from people. Like, you know, Kylie, we've got people that have Neon Highway tattoos on their bodies. So, man,
wow.
We got to keep people happy. Yeah, we keep these people happy.
Yes, you do. Dedicated fans right there. That's what I have to say. That is just amazing.
I don't even have a Neon Highway tattoo.
You need to get one now. You do.
Yeah.
That is so, so cool.
I heard you mention something about Brenda Best a while ago.
Oh, yes. We love her. We've had her on the Josie show. We've had her on my other show, Josie's Hard Country. She's phenomenal. We love her.
Want me to tell you a little
so
secret
cool.
about Brenda?
Yes. And we actually, her show is airing, I think, tomorrow, isn't it, on Josie's Hard Country?
I hope she's
yeah.
listening right now. I hope she's listening right now. I'm going to tell you a little secret about her.
Ooh, tell me.
I grew up in the same hometown as her.
Mm-hmm.
And when she was leaving to, I think she was leaving to pursue some other things, when she left the band, she was the lead guitar player, and when she left the band, I took her spot.
Really?
And I got a picture here of her, like, with an 80s haircut. I could show you online.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. All right, you know what, Brenda? We love you, but we want to see this picture. I need to see this picture. You got to send it.
So Brenda and I go way back. Yeah, Brenda and I go way back.
Oh, that is so cool. I love how I get guests on, and then I find out that, you know, we have friends in common and guests in common. So cool.
It's great. I just saw her brother like last week that I haven't seen for a few years, and I'm like 6 foot two and he's like 2 foot six, so we took a picture next to each other.
Dang, that is just amazing. Well, you
know,
that's what social networking sites will do. It'll hook you up with great people.
That's great.
Love
it. So when you're talking to Brenda, tell her that Rick said he's going to threaten her with a photo of her with an 80s haircut.
I will. I will. Don't think I won't. I will.
I hope you do.
That is hilarious. That is hilarious. Let's see here. Do you guys have any upcoming performances planned where your fans can see you? Any upcoming?
We're always playing, and right now it's getting wintertime in eastern Canada, so things get a little chilly, and we try not to trek out too far because, you know, we have to carry most things on dog sled. But no, seriously, wintertime it gets a little cool, so we try to stay a little closer to home province. But what we do have coming up because of shows are slow is a good time for a rehearsal of a new show for the summer, and we're working on a new album.
Oh, that is so cool! I can't wait to check out everything, and good luck and continued success with everything that you're doing. Wow.
And you know, if you hook up with me on Facebook or Ben mm-hmm. Ben Melanson, Melanson, mm-hmm. or if you go on rickreese.com, you'll see all the band members. Then you can find us on Facebook. Hook up with us, and I mean, you know, we answer. You know, we sleep with our Blackberries, so we'll answer every message that comes to us.
Follow us on Twitter as well.
Oh, wait, what'd you say? Sorry, you got cut out there.
You can follow us on Twitter as well. We're all over the place.
Oh, cool. Yes, yeah. Definitely. Can you give out your Twitter and Facebook if you can, so we can follow you?
Yeah, it's simple. It's twitter.com/RickReese, or
mm-hmm.
it's facebook.com/RickReese, or it's rickreese.com. So we try to keep it pretty consistent.
Pretty simple, very easy.
Yeah,
can't forget it.
Well, we tend to forget things like that and passwords, so we try to keep it very easy just for ourselves. So.
Right. There's so many different sites now, so you need that.
Absolutely. And you go on there, you can hear the rest of our music, and I mean, send us a message, and you know, let's have some fun. We talk to people worldwide, so this is great. And you know,
when you guys are in Illinois or anywhere, I need to see you guys perform live. I have to meet you. I need to get that CD so I could as well blast it in my car. We got to.
Well, I'll get you a CD for sure. And I mean, Kylie, that we talked about earlier, when we were playing a show in the U.S. with Big and Rich and Gretchen Wilson, Kylie was in the audience. So we haven't officially met Kylie, but she just sent me a Facebook message. We become friends on Facebook. And she was such a great supporter of the band that I said, well, you know, I need someone in the Eastern U.S. to kind of start, you know, flowing the name down there. And she took on the job, and she became, you know, the Eastern U.S. kind of fan club manager, and she's been great, and she's online right now.
Wow, that's just amazing. Love it. I have a funny question for you guys. It's my favorite.
We love funny questions.
Good. Well, I have two of them for you. Where is the craziest place you have ever been asked for an autograph? The craziest place you've ever been asked for an autograph?
The women's bathroom.
Oh, you took the words out of my mouth.
Really? That is crazy. That is hilarious. And did you ever have to, like, sign anything that was just crazy?
That answers that question.
Yep.
That answers that question. That is hilarious. And what are some things that you like to do for fun when you're not working on your music?
Man, well, we're not working on the music, we're sleeping.
Right. Getting your rest on. You're busy.
Yeah, for fun.
Okay, Alan.
Your sound effect coordinator is on the ball.
I know, he's having fun with the sound effects.
Yeah. You know,
to take those buttons away.
It's the music business, so it's really like 90% business and 10% music. So there's, you know, when you're committed to doing this, it really takes the better part of your life. So what do we do when we're not playing music or working on music or eating, sleeping, drinking, breathing music? We're probably sleeping. On the other.
Oh, amen. That sounds good. Gotta have some relaxation.
Yeah.
Oh yes. And we are like totally running out of time. We're about to get cut off. But really quick, I want to ask, what was your favorite place that you got to travel for work? Your ultimate favorite vacation place?
Oh my God, for work or favorite vacation place completely?
Completely. Let's do that.
Favorite vacation place is probably San Diego or Edinburgh, Scotland.
Ooh, wow. You got to travel around the country and everything.
Very cool. I'd have to say either Mexico or, actually, I've been to Fairfax. I really like Fairfax.
Ooh, sweet. That is awesome.
But you know, you probably want me to say the state of Illinois. That was one of the best places I've been to.
You know what? I have to admit, I was waiting for it. But you can come back, and you have to let me know, and I will be, you know, right there holding a sign, screaming. That's usually me. If you see that girl, that's me.
Nice. Chicago is your time, so we may be back.
Oh, awesome. Yeah, definitely come back, even if it's just to say hi or stop by. You guys are great, and continued success, and thank you so much. You guys are amazing.
Lots of fun, Josie. Keep doing what you're doing, because this is a good initiative on your part. You're putting lots of time into this, so we appreciate it.
Thank you, and you too. Keep doing your thing.
Awesome. Keep in touch. Yay for Josie.
Josie rocks!
Now I'm going to record that. I'm going to have fun. Thank you guys so much.
Awesome. Talk again.
Cheers.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye now.
Bye. Sweet. That was Rick Reese and Ben from the Neon Highway. Love it. Oh, and I just had the woman in my ear say 90 seconds, and I swear there is a woman in my ear. I'm not just talking about the voices in my head. There's seriously a woman that is telling me 90 seconds. Exactly. You know what? All right, to-do list. Take those buttons away from Alan. That's your job. That's, you know, that's my producer in the back. I'm on it. Awesome. But, yes, I had so much fun. They are a total riot. And thank you guys so much for tuning in and calling in Linda and Linda hooking us up and all the great fans for them that are supporting Kylie for doing that fan club, which is fantastic. I am so going to spread the news about that one. Crystal Glamour, hey, thank you so much for stopping by. And I hope you can guys continue coming to our show. And we are definitely having Rick Reese and Ben from the Neon Highway back on the show, okay? And we are going to make sure that that happens. Thank you guys so much once again, and please, please come back and check us out at josieshow.com. Thank you guys so much, and talk to you guys soon. Glad you enjoyed the show, and also big shout-out to all of our wonderful guests that we had on tonight, Nubia, Megan Bundy, Michael and Marissa, and Rick Reese and Neon Highway. So thank you guys so much, and talk to you soon. Bye.